From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 5 days after the earthquake in Haiti, search and rescue teams continue to look for survivors. NPR's Jackie Northam is traveling with a rescue convoy about 40 miles outside the Haitian capital. She says a couple of factors are keeping rescuers hopeful.
You know, they're really down to a critical time point now. The heat isn't as bad as it could be at this time of year. Also, they say if people are caught in areas where they have air around them, in other words, some kind of bubble, if you like, and they can either move around or they're getting air. But the problem is actually getting to these places. It is such a slow process to do search and rescue.
NPR's Jackie Northam reporting. Heightened security issues are now becoming a concern in Haiti's capital. One of the prisons in Port-au-Prince was destroyed in the earthquake, allowing prisoners to break out. NPR's Amy Walters reports local police are shot and killed 4 men who were believed to be escaped prisoners.
The police had pulled up in a pickup truck, told these individuals to run out into what was actually a cemetery, and so they were actually running into the cemetery, and they'd shot them. They shot them all. And that's how Haiti right now is dealing with its security problem. For me, it's not clear who is a prisoner, who is not, but the police evidently thought these people were prisoners, and the way they're dealing with the security problem is shooting them on sight. What the onlooker said was that they supported it, that there's too much of a potential security problem in Haiti. They didn't want these people to be more of a problem in an already unstable situation.
NPR's Amy Walters reporting from Port-au-Prince. President Obama spoke about the work of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. before a church congregation on the eve of the federal holiday marking King's birthday. At the Vermont Avenue Baptist Church, Mr. Obama said some progress is better than none.
Sometimes I get a little frustrated when folks just don't want to see that even if we don't get everything, we're getting something.
The president later flew to Massachusetts, where he is expected to campaign for the Democratic candidate, who's in a tight race for the Senate seat of the late Senator Edward Kennedy. The special election is Tuesday. In some of the most blunt public comments made to a pontiff, a Jewish leader in Italy told Pope Benedict XVI today that the Roman Catholic Church should have fought harder during World War II to prevent Jews from being, quote, transported to the ovens of Auschwitz, and that the Church's silence all those years ago still hurts. Pope Benedict, during his first ever visit to Rome's synagogue to heal Jewish-Catholic relations, defended the Church's wartime record. He said the Vatican had provided assistance and often, quote, did it in a hidden and discreet way. From Washington, this is NPR News. Voters in Ukraine are taking part in their first presidential election since the 2004 Orange Revolution, when pro-democracy protesters took to the streets. Exit polls indicate that Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko is trailing pro-Russian opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych, both of whom will likely compete in a runoff. The Reuters News Service reports that Tymoshenko says she's prepared to reach out to former presidential candidates for their support in the second round of voting. As Britain's inquiry into the Iraq war continues, a letter to be submitted to the investigative panel was released revealing that then-Prime Minister Tony Blair was warned about meeting with President Bush a year before the war. The letter advised an invasion would quite likely be illegal. Larry Miller has details from London.
The letter, marked secret and personal, was written by then-Foreign Secretary Jack Straw and sent to Tony Blair 10 days before a meeting with President Bush at Crawford, Texas. The letter shows that a year before the invasion, Blair was planning for an Iraq war. Even though he was telling the British, no decision had yet been made. Straw wrote, "The rewards for your visit to Crawford will be few and the political risks are high for both Blair and the British government." Straw said the threat from Iraq was no different from those posed by Iran or North Korea. He wrote, "Regime change is no justification for military action." He also said the big question is, what will war achieve? Straw concluded, "There can be no certainty that any regime replacing Saddam Hussein would be any better." For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Iraqi government has finalized a deal with a group led by Royal Dutch Shell to develop a major oil field, and similar agreements are expected this month. This is NPR.